It's been lifetimes since I've seen my twin, the brother that I fought side by side with during the Inquisition, the brother that saved me from dying of consumption, the brother who gave up everything so that we could own the world. And I gave up all that for something more. I have no regrets, even if there is this chasm between us. I know that he still considers me a traitor because of it. Or maybe not, considering that he called a meeting at this half-completed hulk of a building, more skeletal than an actual structure. Sunset at the unfinished John Hancock Center. That's what I was told by one of his minions that he's recruited to follow him to the ends of the earth. Who would have thought that the godless and murderous Antonio would have a group of rabid followers? Now that I'm here, I suddenly don't want to see him. What do you say to the brother that you turned your back on? Even now, I'm not prepared for the whoosh of air that leaves my lungs as I see him step from behind an I-beam. The last vestiges of light seep from the land with Lake Michigan glittering in the background behind us. Chicago is still awake. And, as vampires, we are just now waking up. He bares his teeth at me, crossing his arms as he leans against the beam. So, you showed up. I simply give him a tilt of my head, although I can feel my blood thrumming in my ears, adrenaline still running through these old veins of mine. Antonio?
Antonio?
Nah. He waves his hand dismissively.
That was lifetimes ago. I've tried to step out from the shadows of the monsters we once were.
He grins wickedly.
Like you did. Aren't you proud of me, little brother?
I raise a skeptical eyebrow. So what do I call you, then?
Anthony.
Anthony. As in Saint Anthony, the patron saint of poor people. My brother would never be mistaken for a saint, though, and we both know this. I smile thinly. Not that big of a difference. He shrugs.
Old habits die hard, don't they? You're still called Alejandro. Or, as that hussy calls you, Ella.
I fight the urge to clench my fist. I refuse to show him that he just ruffled my feathers. I don't want him to know how much Hannah means to me. Leave her out of this. He chuckles darkly.
Hey, I wasn't the one who started fucking her.
If you brought me up here to...
What?
Antonio, Anthony, has the gall to look shocked.
No, I didn't do anything of the sort. If you think I brought you here for threats, Ella, you are gravely mistaken.
Then why?
He frowns, his eyebrows pinching together as his blue eyes, mirrors of my own, darken ever so slightly.
I recognize it now. The madness that has lurked there since before we were turned into vampires. He was always a little off and impulsive, with a god complex. No wonder the Inquisition suited him so well. It seemed to have been tailor-made for him.
Am I not allowed to reach out to my little brother after hundreds of years?
I let out a short laugh. Don't you think that's what makes it suspicious?
So I can't expect a hug from you?
He holds his hands out, baiting me into giving in to that side of me that wants to clap him on the back and start over again. We can't start over. Not after everything between us.